Thank you again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. I'm your host, Jerome. We're on volume number 190 of the Quarantine Lean edition of the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. So welcome back. I just wanted to discuss again, and I may have to keep continuing to do this. And I'm taking off my glasses because, you know what, sometimes I get so frustrated with where we are as a people, as far as leadership. And it seems as though that day by day, it's fading. And we don't know at this point in time what's important, what we should focus on, and exactly what are the goals in our community. I mean, it's serious. And I constantly hear a lot of just BS coming from so many people that are on so many different platforms. But ladies and gentlemen, let me inform you about something. If you're listening to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, we're not an echo chamber. And I'm going to stand on what I think is right. You know, there are actual people that's out here, and big ups to the Manosphere. And I had to check one of these people that was on one of these platforms that are saying single women are useless. You know, I mean, single women that have children are useless. And they were also saying, you know, that the children were done for. These are grown men. Some well into their 40s, some in their 50s. That are supposed to be leading the charge, quote unquote, in regards to carving out a new culture for our community. And they're doing this via social media. And they were pretty much just saying just a whole lot of dumb shit. And I just had to check them. And I'm like, hold on. Are we men? You know, everybody on the channel was pretty much like, yeah, you know, we're men. So what do you think a man's job is? To provide and protect, not only for his family, for the entire community. So see, when you have grown men out here talking about, you know what, man, forget these other people, kids, they ain't mine. That's how you know that it's a free for all. And that as long as somebody is able to get what's theirs, they don't give a damn about what everybody else is going through. But these same people are quick to call Kanye West a sellout. Well, you know what they say. Sweep around your own front door before you try to sweep around mine. Oh yeah, I'm going there tonight. It's going to be short, but it's going to be impactful. And guess what? As usual, I don't care who gets mad. I don't care who disagrees. This is your own opinion. I constantly mention Miss Sajada Ali. And I probably mispronounced her name, but she stated there was going to become a time in the black community where we were going to become so desolate that people were going to start to get together based on survival. This is the reason why you are starting to see a lot more people say that I'm a what? Conservative. I'm no longer a Democrat anymore. Because they're like, hold on, what? They're allowing this to go in our schools, and who's in charge? The critical race theory and all of this other bullshit that really and truly don't mean a whole lot, because at the same time, and y'all listen real close when I say this, we had to educate ourselves on our culture to begin with. We had to go to the schools. I remember in school when they was telling us that Christopher Columbus discovered America. I went home. I came out. I was like, I don't think he did discover America. And then, you know, I'm just saying, bullshit has always been taught in school. Right? But us as a community, it is our responsibility to educate ourselves. This is the reason why I'm saying, you know what? Hey, look, we should be more concerned about HSBC or historically black university or colleges, black colleges, put it that way. I'm on 10 tonight because I'm, you know what I'm saying, I'm passionate. Sorry about that. But we should be passionate about that. Because this is one place that we know that we control the narrative there. The information is being disseminated. It's being disseminated by us. See, this is the reason why that all of these years, and trust me, ladies and gentlemen, we needed to be shocked as a people. We needed to be. Have you ever just been in a house and it's warm and then all of a sudden somebody opens up the window and it's wintertime and like this brisk ass cold air just comes in? We needed a brisk of cold air, even though like everybody like, close the damn door, close the damn door. See, that's what happened when they seen Kanye West with his White Lives Matter shirt on. Yeah. It shocked the shit out of us. But see, if y'all follow the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast, Virtual Hustle Radio, we talked about these exact same things 6 years ago. And I let everyone know that this was very, very dangerous. Because it was a marketing campaign. And it wasn't based on all of the Black Lives Matter. You see what I'm saying? Because now, what we have to understand is that when we're in America, ladies and gentlemen, being unapologetically Black is very, very difficult. That's number one. And number two, if you're going to be unapologetically Black, you have to include everything. I'll be damned if I'm just going to let somebody say, you know what? Well, my life is based upon whether I get killed by a police officer. Well, what about the ones that's dying from high blood pressure? What about the ones that's passing away from diabetes? What about the ones that's dying in car accidents? And these are all Black people, by the way, that I'm trying to break this down. But I'm letting you all know how idiotic the damn idea was when it first started. Because that meant, and that was telling the public, and this is just my opinion, that if a black person didn't die from a damn police, then their life didn't matter outside of that realm. That's the reason why I've consistently went against the marches. And everything that was going on. The looting, the lawsuits, all of that. And I let people know, I predicted that there was going to be fraud. Well, not fraud, but you have to understand that when people are out here and they're giving their lives, this is their job. You think they're going to go out and do all of this type stuff and come home to nothing? Do you really think that? I told everybody to pay them from the jump. You see what I'm saying? But see, black leadership is so in a downtrodden and down spiral scenario that they don't even know how to co-opt that. It's stupid. But these are supposed to be our smartest and brightest people. Do I actually agree with what Kanye West is doing? I don't give a damn. I don't. What I do know is that, you know what, Kanye is doing a lot more than what these other people are doing. Way more. He's raising more money. He's creating more wealth. He's giving back more. I really don't want to listen to the damn Tucker Carlson video. I wanted to, but then I just couldn't help but to just say, oh, you mean to tell me when it's Kanye? See, we got smoke for Kanye. We don't got smoke for the person or for those people who was shot in Chicago. We don't have smoke for the black town that's controlling black taxpayer dollars and everything is still in a disarray scenario. We don't have smoke for the healthcare, for the black healthcare professionals, the elite black healthcare professionals that are allowing black women to get BBLs. Knowing damn well that this shit ain't healthy. That are encouraging abortion. Knowing damn well that our population numbers are dropping. That are encouraging black males to be in same-sex relationships, knowing damn well that's how AIDS spread. This isn't me just saying this, y'all. Yes, you damn right. They have a responsibility to say, hey, look, the AIDS epidemic is real in Atlanta, Georgia. It is real in Jackson, Mississippi. It is real in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And a lot of other places that is comparable to rural areas in Africa. where the people don't have access to health care and education. But we gonna get on here and talk crazy about Kanye because he put on a damn White Lives Matter shirt. Knock it the fuck off. I told you, I'm not with the bullshit today. We are constantly in a back and forth war with our women and our men. Because you know what? No one wants to be wrong. No one wants to work together. They enjoy their little power trips that they're on. Oh, yeah. The black men and women. The toxic power trips that they're on. Oh, yeah, I thought that I was going to leave out black men. No. You know what? These sorry ass dudes out here that's having babies. And ain't taking care of not one of them. Oh, yeah, we talking to you. We talking to the low down dude that's bringing fentanyl into the neighborhood and is buying jewelry and buying these bogus ass cars thinking you own something. But as soon as they catch your ass, you know what you telling on your partners? We talking about you. We're talking to the fake black pastor who's constantly asking for tithing. Who is living above his flock. And if someone needs something from the church, he will 9 times out of 10 say no. He's not being a community servant. Get your fake ass out of there. And it goes on and on and on. There's a couple more examples I got of these low down, good for nothing black men that's out there. That either have been misguided or adopted this level of power and such toxicity. Oh, yeah. And to the women out here who are constantly instigating, who are holding the men back from seeing their children, even though he's paying child support, you're getting mad just because he don't want to be with you? To the ones that are constantly encouraging the young girls, you know what? Get yours before anything. Put yourself first. And somebody has never stopped and said, what do you mean by that? Put your life and your career before your own family. To get married at 35 so that way you can't have children. To be confrontational and hard-headed at every single turn just because you've been told your entire life, don't let a man tell you nothing. Come on, man. We see this shit all the time. To the single mother who keeps saying that she doesn't need a man, but guess what? All of her children are living below the poverty line. Somehow she keeps saying she don't need a man, but somehow she keeps getting pregnant. And this is how you know this shit is really bad. They got Trina and Saucy Santana out here saying, you know what, if you don't vote, you don't get no sex. This is what they think of our community. Oh, you know what? Just dangle some diamonds in front of them. Some fake diamonds that they think is so rare, but every year there's more diamonds. Don't be stupid. That was so ignorant. I mean, like, seriously, And we really need to ask ourselves. I said this a long time ago. And if you think that I'm lying, you know what? You look. I said that black people need to not vote for 1 year. Maybe not all the way across the board. Maybe in a local election. Or maybe in a national election. Or maybe in a midterm. Not vote for 1 year. Or for one major election. And you know what? See how much that these people actually need us. And also take the time to get to know ourselves. We need to reconnect culturally and spiritually. We really need to find out where the hell is our family dynamic going. See, the things that are being spoken directly to us is us telling our men that they need to, oh, you don't have to be a man. We see it every day. The things that's telling us, you know what? Continue to kill yourself. Continue to kill your children. By not even allowing them to come in the world. Continue not to grow your own food. And then we still blame the ignorant. We still pull the ignorance card, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, well, you know what? Man. Well, we didn't back then. Well, we got it now. Let's just say we just fucking up right now. Let's just tell it for what it is. We are making bad decisions as a people. Let's just say it. And what we're doing is not working. Can we be honest? But guess what? We will say, well, you know what, everybody, we try to tell Kanye that he shouldn't have got with Kim. Man, Kanye West got 4 kids by this woman. Whether it was a mistake or not, guess what? That was his decision. This man is a billionaire. In the last 20-some years, he has not hurt for no money. What the hell do we look like focusing on Kanye West for? When it comes down to the holistic healing of black people. And mind you, you can't find a bigger Kanye West fan than me. I love his music. I agree with some of the things that he say. But we have to stop idolizing things that does not matter in the grand scheme of things. I can guarantee you, they put Saucy Santana up there because he has a large following of African-American gay people. They really won't even put an actual straight man up there. At least you could have put a woman and then a straight man and then a gay man, black, that was black. They won't even represent a gay man now. Because you know what? That rhetoric is saying that at one point in time, they had to get Saucy Santana straight because he was saying that gay black men was going to replace women or somewhere to the effect of that. Other races and cultures don't have to worry about the dumb shit like this. We are actually allowing people to argue about who is a man and what a man should do in his own community. I told y'all a long time ago that our community was being occupied. Can you see it a lot clearer now? Is it becoming a lot clearer now? I I had mentioned earlier that it's very, very hard for someone to be unapologetically black. And the reason why is that because as soon as you start saying that, then there's other interest that comes along with that. See that? And here's where the occupation comes in at, is that those interests are not black interests. So those interests that are on the outside, the feminism, the LGBT, just different things. Even classism, even sexism. All of these things are not controlled by black people, ladies and gentlemen. So the moment that you say that you're black, then you have to be cornered in certain sectors, in certain areas. Oh, well, you know what? You belong over there. Yeah, we understand that you're black, but if you're gay, the gays are over there. If you're black and you're feminine, they're over there. If you're black and you're masculine, they're over there. If you're black and you're heterosexual, they're over there. And the Democrats and the Republicans, you're probably going to have to walk upstairs and go see where they are. So your blackness is automatically being broken down, and we're allowing people to put us in categories versus just saying, you know what, we are tired of this shit. We don't give a damn what's going on. We're going to represent for ourselves as a whole like we did. Wow. Like our ancestors did. When we were actually creative, naturally creative, and we built things, we actually troubleshooted and figured problems out, created more institutions, fought together, laughed together, cried together. See, there was a time that there were actual black inventors, black scientists, and I know that they're still here, but there used to be an abundance of them. Think about this. What are black people doing to create and problem solve in today's technical world? Do you see that our power is being taken away? When I tell you that we're being controlled, it is not a game. On almost every level, we're being dominated, and we goddamn it are mad at Candace Owens and Kanye West for saying white lives matter. Because, see, here's another reason why. See, when that wind came in, that window, it was a wake up, because just for a moment, there was concern, there was truth, and they also realized that a lot of black people, by them saying that, it was a double-edged sword. They equated that shirt to white supremacy. Ain't that a damn shame? Do you see how mentally triggered we could be just by a shirt? But when we got all of this other shit that's going on, our kids are being kidnapped. We have all of these hard drugs that are in our community. We're below the poverty line. They're stating in the next 20 years, we're not going to, 99.9% of black people aren't going to have anything. Economists are saying this, but we get triggered by a fucking shirt. Come on, y'all. Somebody stop me when I'm lying. But all is not lost. All is not lost. We still have God. We still have willpower. We still have ourselves. If we could stop the hoopla and just be still just for a moment. Just for a moment. And just look around and just say, hey, y'all hear that? Sometimes being still and quiet is enough. Y'all let me know what y'all think. Kanye West is not the problem in the black community. We have other things to be worried about. Thank you again for tuning in to the Chicken and Kool-Aid podcast. Again, my name was Jerome. You all have a great evening. It's a pleasure to talk to you.